The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, ambassador for water. Loving all things H2O, straight from the Berkshires to around the world. Catch us on 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Have a great guest. We're going to have the second episode today of our Cold as Ice series. And you'll get the drift a little bit later on. I'm going to have with me friend of show, Fernando Leon of Berkshire Interfaith Organizing. And he's going to be with us in studio. We're going to be going over some of the stuff around crushing ice. Whoa. That's the second episode. The first one was melting ice. But really, what there is to do is have a conversation regarding, is this the way to move forward, or do we choose to treat people humanely, in a humane way, which is something to be talking about. In the meantime, we have a little bit of music coming your way. Water music, of course. This one, Dire Straits, Water of Love. Taking up
Thank you.
You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, ambassador for water. We're going to have a couple minutes from now, about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to have a friend of show, Fernando Leon from Berkshire Interfaith Organizing, and he'll be talking a little bit about what's going on around ICE. This is our second episode, this one called Crushed ICE. This episode, two episode series. The first one was Melting ICE, second one, Crushed ICE. And then as part of our Cold as Ice series, some of you know it from Farner. You'll be hearing that in a couple of minutes, but in the meantime, important conversations that are water related, and it's important to have these conversations because water is straightforward, and so is ice. So this game that we have going on here is a little bit of news coming your way. Let's see what we got here. This is some poetry, but that's coming up next. First, a little bit about what's going on here. Let me just get this going. Hold on. If I have this here. Okay. Yeah, this is a little bit in water news coming from the Berkshire Edge. And this was regarding a recent EPA meeting at Pittsfield City Hall regarding Silver Lake. And for those listeners from out of the area listening to this on podcast, you want to do a little Google search for Silver Lake, Pittsfield, and get an idea of what has happened in the past. Shout out to Leslie Bassman of Berkshire Edge. A little bit on that right now.
To return to Pittsfield, Silver Lake next month, the three-layer cap placed on the Superfund site requires attention after officials noted a section that had degraded. Written by Leslie Bassman, Berkshire Edge, July 23, 2025. Pittsfield. Although July 22nd presented a beautiful evening, Pittsfield psychologist Marley Tyska chose to spend a couple of hours inside City Hall. Growing up on Pomeroy Avenue, she recalled playing in the waters of nearby Fred Garner State Park and even fishing at Silver Lake. Tyska has been following articles about mitigating projects stemming from General Electric, GE, depositing polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, from its Pittsfield plant into the Housatonic River for years. Production of the toxins was banned in 1979, and the city negotiated a settlement with the conglomerate in 2000 to remediate the affected areas and waterway, including Silver Lake. I really think it has a huge impact on the mental health of the people who live here, Tyska said of the toxicity and cleanup project that constitutes a federal Superfund site. It has a huge impact on the endocrine system of a lot of people who live here as we learn more and more about what PCBs do. However, Tyska admits she is never going to be satisfied with the waterways cleanup and said those chemicals linger in the sediment. It's hard to break down, she said. Tyska was one of dozens of residents attending a July 22nd update at Pittsfield City Council Com.
Wow. So essentially, I was at that meeting as well, and what was going on is they were discussing maintenance on the cap. So 400 cubic yards of PCBs were removed years ago, but there are many more. And what they have on there is a cap, and the cap is essentially a cap. So turn your iPhone upside down and look at the case on it. That's a cap. It doesn't make the electromagnetic fields stop from the phone. It's simply a cap. So a cap actually doesn't do the job. So that's a shout out to GE to see if they could do anything better for the people and for the lake. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We have a little bit of, let's see. This is from the Poetry Foundation. And I don't know the name of this. I think this is El Paso. El Paso. And it's a great poem. Here it is for you.
Must be the mountain, I thought. The violent border, I assumed, though the boundary line between the living and the dead was erased years ago. Awake in the sand, I feared, old shoes decorated with razor wire, a heaven of light on the peaks. Must be time to get up, I assumed. Parked outside, border patrol vehicles, I had to choose. Awake to follow immigration shadows vanishing inside American walls, river drownings counted as they cross, Maria Salinas' body dragged out, her mud costume pasted with plastic bottles and crushed beer cans, black water flowing to bless her in her sleep. Must be the roar of illegal death, I decided, a way out of the current, though satellite maps never show the brown veins of the concrete channel. Awake in the arroyo of a mushroom cloud, I choke, 1945 explosion in the sand, eternal radioactive wind, the end of one war mutating the border into another that also requires fatal skills of young men because few dream the atomic bomb gave birth in the Jornado, historic trail behind the mountain realigned, then cut off from El Paso, the town surrounded with barbed wire, the new century kissing car bombs, drug cartels, massacres across the river, hundreds shot in ambushes and neighborhood soccer games that always score. Wake up, I thought, look south to the last cathedral in Juarez before its exploding bricks hurtle this way. Make the sign of the cross, open your eyes to one town, two cities, 5 centuries of praying in the bow.
I moved across the ocean, floating inside a dream. I drank to drown my sorrows, but now that I learned to swim. It's been too long since I felt someone was so distant. I wasted all my wishes, wishing we could have been. Riding on the wild waves for the rest of my days, stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea waves, searching in the maze for gods to praise. Holy water, holy water, while you're rolling on my face. Holy water, holy water, save me. Holy water, you told me that the ocean never cries. When you take away my teardrops, every time you kiss my eyes. Holy to the dusty plains, I spread myself on this world, and this is what remains. Riding on the wild waves for the rest of my days, till my tears are full of sunlit rain. Holy water, holy water. Holy water, holy water, save me like the storm says.
You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Super psyched to be with you on a second episode of a series. The series is called Cold as Ice. And we're going to actually have that Foreigner song play for you a little bit later in the show. But the bottom line is this is not about that. Cold as Ice is a series where we have a conversation regarding ice and why and what are they doing. I'm here with friend of show, Fernando Leon. Fernando, just a little bit about him. He's an experienced person working in tenant advocacy, social justice, conflict resolution. Very, very, very well thought of in this region of the Berkshires. He works with Berkshire Interfaith Organizing. Say a big water-loving hello to our friends around the world and here in Berkshire County.
Hey, Leslie. Thank you for having me back. It's a pleasure to be in here.
Yeah, it's important conversation to have.
It is.
Really is an important conversation. Tell me, I mean, you've been working on different issues, obviously, but this one is a big issue for you. What is going on? Has there been any other raid activity or other things happening in Berkshire County?
Well, you know, I think first of all, I want to bring some context to this issue. This is important for me because I'm an immigrant. Yep. I have been in the Berkshires for 25 years. Out of that, 14 years I was undocumented, illegal, some people will say. So I know how it feels. I know the obstacles you have to go through. And furthermore, I think I have to fight to feel like I'm part of this community. So, you know, this is my fight. I'm not just going to roll over or give up that easily. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So someone, you came here. I have other very close personal friends who came here without documentation. They're all great people. What had you make the journey? What was it for you that, you know, just getting in the eyes of someone who makes this kind of commitment, why did you?
Well, it was the political situation in my country. You know, back in like 2000, there was a change in government.
In where? Where was that?
Ecuador.
Ecuador.
And then how we are, you know, how people in America are learning is that your life can be totally different depending on who is in power.
Yeah.
So I wasn't left with much of a choice but to leave the country. My mom's side of the family have been living in New York for about 30 years. A few weeks before I came to the U.S., they moved to Lee, Massachusetts. So I was hoping for New York City, but I got the Berkshires instead.
That's so cool. Not as many bodegas here.
Not as many people at all. So, you know, it was a cultural shock, to say the least.
Yeah.
But I have definitely learned to love the Berkshires, just not the Berkshires, but the U.S. as a whole.
Yeah.
So I am a firm believer on the ideal of America, of the United States.
Yeah, what it stands for.
Yeah.
You know, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, as it states on the Statue of Liberty, which is in the water right off the coast of both New Jersey and New York.
Mm-hmm.
And millions of people saw that inscribed there.
Yeah.
It is definitely a water feature, which makes it relevant for this show.
It is a water feature.
It is. It's, you know, where else can you go? You know, and it was actually cleaned up by Lee Iacocca, one of the biggest corporate leaders of America, because he saw the value of allowing for people to come to this country.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a very interesting point, because when we talk about immigration, migration, people moving around, a lot of people wants to distill that to legality, or you can have many, many reasons why. But, you know, if we look back in history, it's just a natural part of human dynamics.
Yeah, people move.
People move. We have been migrating since our very own origin, right? Like when Allah started in Africa, that was a big migration from there. Like looking for new spaces, for water, for resources.
You know, my family originates from Genghis Khan, one of the, you know, original... Not simply someone who came to take everything, but also one of the major populators of the world. Many people can actually connect themselves to Genghis Khan. Now, as many people can connect themselves to many parts of the world now. I mean, human beings, we move.
We move, and migration is usually brings positive effects to this day, to the area where new people are arriving.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
a lot of new businesses, a lot of new mm-hmm. people who are paying taxes, doing the work.
Furthermore, you look besides the economic advantages, it's just people bringing their own intrinsic value to a new place.
Yeah,
right? New perspectives, new culture. The more perspectives you have in a table, the more you're able to find valid and efficient solutions to a problem.
True. Yeah. Very, very, very valid. So a couple of thoughts I had for you. Are there any points you wanted to make around anything going on currently in the space of... immigration, customs, and enforcement?
Well, yeah. When we talk about immigration enforcement, we just saw that the last federal budget gave ICE more money than Brazil's army.
Yeah.
Right? So we have effectively created state police.
Yeah.
That most likely it's just not going to be used for immigration purposes, but it's going to be used as a weapon to maintain power, right? That's how totalitarian regimes work.
It's a federalized police force, enforcement force. And if it's something about your point of view that people can't bear with, you know, have a debate.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to be putting everybody into jail, that's not going to be a country worth living in.
Not at all, right? We're seeing that they are going after judges, senators, and it's pretty much after everyone that is trying to dissent or just does not agree with them.
Yeah. So we're talking. I'm having a conversation. I'm your Super Waterman ambassador for water. I'm here with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Second in a series of episodes, the series is actually called Cold as Ice. And the first one was Melting Ice. This one is called Crushing Ice.
Crushing Ice.
So the bottom line here is, you know, it's not against anyone individually. Like, no one, I have personally no animosity for people doing what they were hired to do. Mm-hmm. I have a question about, is that the best thing you want to do? Yeah, it's going to pay well because all the extra money that ICE got. But is that the best way to use our life, you know, to tie people up and get
you
them
know, in? Unfortunately, I read a newspaper article. I think it was The Guardian. Don't quote me on that. But it talked about exactly that, like what type of people are being hired by ICE. And unfortunately, it's just people that lack purpose in life, that they are just bored, that they wanted to be police, that they wanted to be military, and they didn't qualify, or people that are just extremely bored with their lives. And then they are going to get a little bit of an adrenaline rush doing this type of work.
Yeah, so
that's the banality of evil, right? Like the lack of purpose in most of people's lives in this current society. So it talks a lot about where we are as a society, about
yeah.
what the capitalistic system does to people.
Yeah, it's I'm not quoting the Bible, but in the Bible somewhere it says, and I'm paraphrasing, without vision, people will perish.
Yeah.
So we're playing the game of fighting each other instead of the game of how do we thrive? How do we thrive? And again, how do
I
we
mean,
thrive?
It's beyond that. It's not just thriving. It's about the lack of empathy. You
yeah.
know, if you are separating families, if you are destroying lives, like, how do you go home and live with yourself?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I'm really glad I'm not doing that job. And
if you are covering your face, and you feel the need to cover your face while you're doing your job, you know, something tells me that, you know, that the job that you are doing is shameful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to show your face, you know.
You don't want to show your face.
Yeah, at least the Gestapo during mm-hmm. World War II, they didn't wear yeah. face coverings. Mm-hmm. They were straightforward
about that.
And I think
that's a good direction to go into it. What is the impact that this immigration enforcement is having, not just in the immigrant community, but in the community in general. Because, you know, let's talk frankly here. The majority of the labor force, let's say for farms, for construction, in many states are immigrants.
Yeah, meatpacking. There was a huge raid that's going to impact some of the meat supplies in all of the United States. In Nebraska, there was a huge raid.
How many people did they took?
I don't
Hundreds?
Know. Maybe more. Maybe
yeah.
more. It's in
yeah.
the New York Times. They have a paywall.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read the article now. But
gotcha.
However, it happened 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. But that shows some, that starts to poke some holes in the rhetoric that they are pushing, right? If they are saying that immigrants are a burden in the system, that is people that don't work, how come ICE keeps riding working places?
Yeah.
Right? Construction sites.
Hotels.
Restaurants. Hotels. Landscapers. Etc. You know,
they're doing the work.
As an immigrant, I have always worked a full-time job and a part-time job. Like, for, like, 25 years. You know, like, because a work ethic is embedded in my culture. You know, a lot of people that I try to assist with, like, they feel shameful asking for public help.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's address that. Let's address the myth that immigrants are a burden for economy. It's a lie. You know, it's just in Massachusetts, immigrants generated over $650 million in state and local taxes. 35% of new business owners are immigrants. So when people move to a new location, they generate an economic output. There is opportunity for everyone. There are jobs for everyone.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I want to bring up something called I heard about. It's an app. It's an app called ICE Block.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to keep you from getting ICE if you're having a party. but it's actually an app that informs and reports sightings of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. It's available on, I think, Apple and Android.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's iOS, so that's Apple.
That's iPhone, yeah.
iPhone. And that was, it was first released in April 2025. And Joshua Aaron, who is the creator of IceBlock, some of his story is actually kind of unique. He actually created it because his grandparents were dealing with Nazis in Germany,
mm-hmm.
And throughout Europe, his family. So he had a visceral connection.
Gotcha.
You know, my parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents all dealt with the Nazi regime in Hungary.
Yeah.
After Hungary left the war. And even before then, when this kind of anti-humanist way of being kind of took over Europe during the 30s and 40s. So I think we have here, I'm going to read a little bit from Wikipedia about IceBlock. It's here. Let's see. This is from Wikipedia. In response to Donald Trump's second term and his immigration policy, Joshua Aaron began developing IceBlock. The app garnered attention and protests in Los Angeles in June. By that month, Aaron claimed that the app had 20,000 users, primarily in Los Angeles, after receiving media attention from officials following a CNN report on the app. IceBlock became the third most downloaded free app in the App Store.
Oh, wow.
Wow. The most downloaded free social networking app. Aaron told NBC News that IceBlock had approximately 95,200 users by the beginning of July. It's available for the iPhone. It's called IceBlock. Have you personally seen any other action for immigration, customs, and enforcement happening in the last 30 days?
Here in the Berkshires, I mean, no. We know there has been ICE presence because, you know, we have a rapid support network that IceWatch. So we have several groups of
IceWatch.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
People that have we have a network. So people will say, you know, suspect ICE activity in this address. And then we have volunteers that will go and check it out. We definitely need more people to be part of it, but the people that have been working on it, they have been great.
Wow.
You know, it's people that say, okay, I'm close by, let me go drive around. And so once that we know that is actually ICE, then we'll pass that information around, letting community leaders know what's happening.
Yeah, it's important. You know, it's a game of, I think it's a game of hospitality. How are you going to treat visitors? Now, I was in India last year, and it was great. I was there for 3 weeks, and I found out a saying that they have is called the guest is God.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we looked at people who are coming here as guests, as God, like,
yeah.
What would be available then?
Yeah.
I saw people in the airport, in Mumbai airport, who were happy to see a Westerner and did double time to just clean the toilet with a smile.
Mm.
And I was shocked. I was shocked. I was like, whoa. That, you know, I was shocked.
I mean, unfortunately, the cultural substrate is completely different, right? It's hard to compare India with the United States. I think one of the things behind, if not the main case of what's happening now, is still racism. is still white supremacy. You know, we have, unfortunately, we have perpetuated systematic racism until today.
Yeah, it's in our banking laws.
Is it a racist system?
It's everywhere. There are.
You know, we have redlining. We have revisionist history. So we live in that reality. We live in the reality that there is still this is a racist system. It's hierarchical. Right?
I do want to push back a little bit. Mm-hmm. As someone who lived in some multicultural areas of New York City, for me in the beginning, it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared. I was living in Upper Manhattan, Alto Manhattan, for folks who are from Washington Heights, mostly Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I didn't understand what people were saying. Second, I thought that, you know, I got paranoid and people were talking about me, and they weren't. And then I had the opportunity to actually be the first president of a completely Dominican Lions Club, where I, number one, learned the language and loved the people and the food. And, yeah, it takes some time. Especially in areas like Western Massachusetts, which isn't used to all of this. That's why it's called New England. It's not called New United Nations. It's different for, you know, the perspective that people have. You have to give them some time. At least that's the way I think. And is there racism? I'm pretty sure there is. Yeah.
There is clear evidence, you know, when I think when we are talking about this type of issues, it is helpful to recognize that we all are prone to have biases, you know, that also is part of human nature. But data, math doesn't lie. So, you know, if you see Pittsfield population is about 4.55%, but you have 30% of black population incarcerated. You know, that's the population.
Wow,
that's the population.
So that's here in Pittsfield. So 30%
in the incarcerated population is people of color.
Of a 5% population.
Yeah. So even when you see the data in homeless people, you know, like black people or people of color are 5 or 6 times more prone to be homeless than white people. So that talks about systematic racism.
Wow. Okay. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, ambassador for water, having a really nice, wide-ranging conversation in our second episode of the Cold as Ice series that I have put together. First one was Melting Ice. This one is called Crushing Ice. And it's important to have these conversations simply because, you know, it brings some... That's why I love water. You could talk about so many different things because water touches everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sitting here. I'm with Fernando Leon, Berkshire Interfaith Organizing. What's going on now? How can people get involved to perhaps be part of the Ice Watch? What can they do?
Well, if you want to be part of the Ice Watch, if you want to arrange some Know Your Rights clinics, if you want to donate to two funds that we have. We have one fund that is focused on connecting people that it's under ICE custody with legal representation. With effective legal representation, see if they are eligible for bond. You can contact me. We also have a bond where we are buying a car so people can take the road test to get the driver's license. Mm-hmm. Because right now, having your driver's license is the best document that you can have to interact with police, with local police, with the state police, or with immigration.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Because if you show them your standard Massachusetts license and you're quiet, they have no way to know your immigration status.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah. How do they communicate with you if they want to be part of Ice Watch?
Well,
Is there an email address or
at
some?
At this point, the easiest way is you can send me a text or you can give me a call. You know, at this point, my phone number is very public. So it's 413-841-1415. Send me a text. Tell me who you are, what do you want to do, whether you're interested on, and I'll be sure to respond at some point.
What's that phone number again?
It's 413-841-1415.
Okay, and if you want to be part of anything in the Ice Watch category and be of support to this whole process of supporting neighbors, supporting community members, and, you know, finding a way to kind of break the ice.
Break the ice.
That'll be our third. That's going to be our third episode. Break the ice.
You know, I mean, because it's absolutely true. Like in places like California, like LA, they are leading the way. They are showing us that a lot of ice power is just perceived, right? You want? I was just seeing a video in TikTok where they show up. In a municipality in LA, there were 3 ice cars, but there are about 100 people show up, community members. They chase them, they surrounded them until they have no choice but to leave, right? If each time that they show up, we show them that kind of energy, we're gonna make life really difficult.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. I think what you have there is a really good point. So, yeah, and that's in numbers, you know, and I would like to see that for the next EPA and GE meeting, butts in seats.
Yeah.
You know, get people there, have them show up, and that's important. So, again, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for HO. Thanks again for joining And So It Flows. We'll get you back for the third episode in about a little while. We'll see how things play out. But this should be a 3-episode series with the final episode.
I like the idea. I think
breaking the ice.
The next episode, we can talk about what has happened here locally, like very specific. I'm going to ask permission to share some of the histories of the families affected locally.
Exactly.
What has happened? What's the impact in these families, in these communities? Because I think that's going to show... a reality that is not told by the media.
Thanks again.
Thank you for having me, Robert.
feeling small when tears are in your eyes. I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get abundance of water, the fool will